Begin the current daf, except this Eben daf Ayin test. Begin Amid Beis. Begin Teis de Masv. Begin where's the Gemara? The Chapaches Megimel. Whatever's less than three Tvachim, Kelavidam is like Lavid. Teis explained why does Abai disagree? Rav Hunyadi Beshua says that the Mechitza that reaches within three Tvachim minus a little bit to the ceiling that's 10 Tvachim high, that's already considered as Halacha of 10 Tvachim because of Lavid. Teis Lavid. Why is Teis disagree? Although he generally agrees that yes, with something with some three tvachim, you can create a law of love, and as the vidur extends, like we find in Gemara Daf Tezayin Beis regarding the ropes that don't have three tvachim between them, that it's considered as one. That's the tzitzchacham over here regarding walls for the laws of Eir. It does not consider it significant as walls, even though there is love. And how do we know this? Because here also we find that regarding walls that they don't reach the ceiling are also not considered significant as walls regarding the laws of Erev, although generally that is considered as a mechitza. So you see that here it's held to a higher standard, and thereby Rabbi disagrees and does not consider it over here the laws of Lavid, as Rav Hunyadi Beshua does. Kinnik says the master begins with the Gemara Shemami. No, well, one thing we can infer is the Yurin Habam Shabbos. It's certain that new dwellers that come on Shabbos, they make it forbidden. Shai is going to explain that it's specifically regarding when the walls fall down that we're discussing this halach. In other words, the Gemara said, should we learn from the Brice that says their dwellers come on Shabbos by the diminishing of the pile of straw? Now there's the members of either courtyard are coming to the other ones. That's what comes forbidden. And the Gemara is Habam, that was the case. So you see, the Yurin Habam Shabbos is a certain. Taisa says, the only way really you could have this problem is only that yes, the yurin habon b'shabbos harsurin. When do you that? Most definitely, we're saying that there are situations that you could have dwellers that come on Shabbos that make things forbidden. I mean, it's not that it's always going to be that you don't have. Most definitely, everyone would agree that there are cases that dwellers that come on Shabbos make things forbidden. You still have a ger. Shashrun b'megur achas, when you have a Jew and a convert that live in one granary, which umeis gerim b'yigim. If the convert died from before Shabbos, and then the Yisrael goes and takes possession of his objects, he's going to make it forbidden on the first Jew, even though he didn't become a dweller from before Shabbos, only a Shabbos, because I'm paragatel. The Gemara already sent off ayin base, so that's obvious. So what's the Gemara saying? Shema minam. That's the place. But b'hacha b'dyur nabo'im b'shabbos adin afil mechitza. Shebein shtei chatzeres are. Here we're talking about specifically that the dwellers came by the downfall of the wall that's between the two courtyards. With that, the pligi be Rav Shmuel. That's where Rav and Shmuel disagree. And that halacha, and this is the question Rav Yishai has, learning up tzadim on base. It's regarding that case that we're saying, oh, shmami no. But of course, as places, there are going to be cases that one agrees to, the dyur nabo'im b'shabbos would make things forbidden. Kshenek says, must the begins words of Gemara, be by same, or if you want, you can say, Lalam Tarki, the truth is, yeah, you need to have both things. Taisa explains, when do you need to have the closing of the door? Because according to one answer in the Gemara, yeah, the guy who's now giving up his rights so that at least one guy could carry, he has to nullify his rights and he has to close the door. Now, Pishbuk and Rashi explains, what does this mean? Well, the Inyat the Chaver, the truth is, regarding the permissibility of the other guy to use that area, Bechadasagi, with one of them is sufficient. And you could either be without your shoes or lock the door. Miula did day, but for the guy himself who is giving up his right, Bayul Mebed Harkok, he has to make create distance, delay at least a little too late, he shouldn't come to carry, and therefore he has to do both for himself. And says Rashi, but then this really high time. So too, obviously, that this time holds, Bechamavat Mashas, anytime you're giving up your rights, the Torah Klin, that you have to also lock the door, simply as a deterrent. Now, says Tayyip Tazim, it's a little bit of a wonder. If you have people of a courtyard, in the classic case, one of the members of the courtyard forgot and they didn't join the Erev, how is he going to get in and out of his house? If not through the courtyard, if you're telling me anyone who's giving up their rights has to lock the door, so how's the guy getting in and out if he has to lock the door? He can't get out. So maybe what you could say is like this. Does he have to lock the door? Yeah, you got to lock the door. But when he has to get in and out, then he opens up the lock, and then he locks it later on, that he should remember not to carry. But of course, he doesn't have to keep it locked the whole Shabbos. But B'Ktas Nirav, it seems actually a little bit that the Dafka Hacha, no, it's specifically over here, the case we're describing in our Gemara, Tarkin Ilas Delas, that's where you have to lock the door. Why? Why over here specifically? Not like Rashi, that it's any bit. Because up until this point, here these people were carrying in this middle place where the pile of straw was up until now, out in the air. Because the straw itself was a wall separating. Oh, vikla meches kedol amar. So then you have to be concerned, like we said, keeping the like the Gemara says, keeping the dash peyos lotzatule. Since he's so used to, he's going to come to carry. But regarding the question we asked regarding people in the courtyard, shashachad men b'leir, but one of the members forgot and they didn't join the erev. Like hurgul atalta by zachatzah. The guy wasn't so used to carrying that courtyard el day erev by bitl rishus. Rather, only through an erev or through giving up his rights. But you don't have to go out and lock the door. It's not the same thing as where you were so used to caring for this thing, which is still there, but it's not good that we're not going to be concerned. Only in this case. Now, Miram, Morbus has tasted, it seems, the hachinami leboya le'ni'il delas. Here that we say, oh, then at least in this case, we, according to this answer, the Gemara Ibn agrees you have to lock the door. So it's that's ela Shabbos rishon neshachamita. That would only be the first Shabbos after when it got diminished already. Because since the previous Shabbos, they were carrying over, they were out in the air, but out in the nullification of the rites. So therefore, the first Shabbos afterwards, not to get confused, you have to lock the door. But the following Shabbos, you don't have to lock the door anymore. They ain't smart, because this has no logic. He doesn't have to have his door locked forever. And that we shouldn't equate it to all other types of giving up your rights. One time there was a wall separating? No, that wouldn't make sense. And it would only have to be the first Shabbos. Well, the Elba Perek Adar, previously the Gemara brought enough, some chesim and the Amalu Rav, Rav said to them, Panuli mani mi begab le beinashi. With the story with the baby's water that spilled out, he says, okay, you know, I have water by me, so take my vessels from the men's chambers to the women's chambers, deeper in, who Perishama Kunjash explains, meaning the Pina Caleb, they took his vessels, that it shouldn't come by mistake to carry from the Begabri to outside to the Chatzar, rather bring it to the innermost chambers of where the women are. Now, so it says, Mashmak Tzas, the Chishin Hashemitav, it sounds like a little bit that they were concerned, oh, because he might come to carry it. Umiyu, however, says Taisis Adirabi Mashma. Actually, it sounds like to the opposite, not like Rashi. Why? Because we see the Lama Bayin Ilas Delas that he did not require, yeah, we could turn the carrying like Rashi said in old cases, but you see they didn't require the locking of the door. Vagamor of a rubber should see Lafanus Caleb. This a rubber said that they should take out his vessels. Mashmadavka Lafisha Beetle. Sounds like because he was Mavatl, that's a Hutz of Lafanus. That's why he declared out his vessels. Shalayati Vishaki, but yes, so that he shouldn't by mistake come to carry out and make it problematic on them. But if he was not, didn't nullify his rights in his courtyard, then he would not require that he would not have to go ahead from the other members of the courtyard to clear out the vessels and not to lock the door. So you see, then we're not concerned that a person might come to carry. But since this, but however, you could explain like Rashi, that maybe you're not concerned that someone's going to come to carry, only when others are carrying. And then we would have the concern, even in the regular courtyard, in contrast to here, where it was only rubber stuff. So therefore, it doesn't necessarily reject Rashi either. But says Taisav Yesin there at time, actually, it seems more appropriate that the reason over here is Dilma Yetzir Yachsi. That the concern is that we're concerned that the one who is Mavatl might go ahead and carry out again and take back possession and undo his bittel. And that's why you have to lock the door. Venir, it seemed Dima Locha Grib Yehuda. Now it would seem, says Taisa, that if the halacha follows like Rabbi Huda, Dama that he said on the Samach Tes on the base, that if the one who was mavatal carries out to the court to the shogeg by mistake, he's not going to make it problematic. Then, and which was what Taisa just explained, was the whole reason for this lock in the door. Then the einira shehi tam shalayitza b'meza b'yetsa b'yaser, that it wouldn't seem that there would be reasoning to say that we're concerned that he might come to carry deliberately and make it awesome. Because they in Lachash, it's amazing, so we don't have to be concerned for someone carrying out deliberately in the Isser type of a way. And therefore, then we wouldn't have this whole halacha of locking the door. Kinnik says the master begins with the Gemara of Hokamash Malan. This is what I'm coming to tell you. That you can't, one of the diukim that the Gemara was saying was that, oh, the one who was Mavatl is also, the one who got it is permitted. Well, of course, that's the halacha. No, we're saying that even if he would try to give it back, he wouldn't be able to. And that's what the Brits is teaching us, that you can't give up the rights and then you have that person give it back to the other person. Now, it says Thesis, Umahach Brits and Lake teach Rav. So from this Brits, no one asks from Rav, because I'm a paragraph dog, because this was a Machlekes Dav Sebekes of Abayz. Rav's opinion was actually Chayz Mavatl. And says Thesis, because the Amuki Milse Ketanai, because he actually explains that, yeah, it's a Machlekes Tanai, could come a Rav Sheish Hazm, like a Sheish Hazm, but yeah, this price would be like that Tana who disagrees, but it wouldn't be difficult on him, he's going like the other Tana. Next day, the master begins with the Gemara, and he can marry it to the other people of the Mavi through his adult sons and daughters, etc. Tosfos explain that who is a gadol and who is a katan? Because we said his gedolim could, his katanim cannot regarding him as akata eva. Not a merbeinu Thomas says the Lord Yehi Chavakarnim Yehi Chavakarnim Perikam and the Bavim says in the first break of Bavim says David Beis and Beis Kabe Mitzia by a found item. Regarding that, we say that the found object of a minor child goes to the father, and that of an adult child goes to himself. So Rabbi Yechon explains, like God will go to mamish. When we say big, we don't mean literally an adult. And same thing over here, which is, it depends if they're semech al shulchan av or not, they're dependent on the father financially or not. Same thing goes over here. And the difference is, one has to be careful, says Rabbi Yechon, shleil lezak is erev, not to merit the erev to the rest of the people of the mavi, but even through his adult son, hasemech al shulchanik, that is dependent on his father's table, because the other kiaravu, then according to Rabbi Yechon, that child's hand, even though he's an adult, is like taken from his father's right hand to his left hand. Now, Bavagav, the Shmuel Paligala Hasmim, the Shmuel disagrees with it, and he says it's literal. Ba'imagal Gal Mamash says no adult means literally an adult, but Kamal Kabiyach, like a Shmuel, like a Biyach, regards to Shmuel, and therefore, halachically, says Rabbi Tam, we have to be concerned, even an adult child if he's dependent on his father. Now, says Taysav Ainlet, Mulder Rabbi Yechanan, now don't wonder, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that he holds that even a child that's not dependent on his father's table, will be a gadol. How could a child have, so to speak, a hand to merit fathers? Generally, there's no skila katan for others. A child is a minor, does not have that ability. And that's just Taisus. No, the Haman of Shal, because either way you want to, Am Havriya Namakitani. One of the cases in the Mishnah, we said that the Jewish maidservant could be Mazak of others. She's also a minor, because the Asti starts if she brought two pubic ears, making her an adult. My boygabe, what would she be doing by the master? That actually sends her free. And the Katanu learned the mission of Mizakal Yod that he married through her. So you see, that's not a problem. Now, Bavakav Debame in Kotten Zechelachem, that place says, wait a second, although a general in Kotten cannot merit for others, Harmin and Perkas Kabul, but the Gemara already says in Gittin of Zamal Dalam and Bey, Shani Shetuvim Avos, Rabbana, here we're talking about Shetuvim Avos, which rabbinic, and there we will have that ability for even a minor. But then Tay says, Vemtem, Tay has to take a second look. He says, wait a second, if you're going to say, Amavriya Hecha Zechel, how exactly is a Jewish maidservant, Zechel, or others, even though it's rabbinic, Balo Yismuch al Shulchan Rabba, but she's dependent on her master's table, and therefore that itself already makes her into a cotton that we said here in our Mishnah, even the court of Yechanan would not give her that ability. But in Tam, he says the Beschar Ka'achla, no, where she doesn't eat on the master's table, in the payments that she gets, she consumes, and that's how she supports herself. Now, Lorini, according to the Ri, it seems like this. It does not affect this reasoning of being Samech al Shulchan, which, like we said, makes the person into cotton, then the mitzvah goes to the father. El b'vnei, only a son, sheragel afarnasay, is normal to support him. Then lo yi mitzvah love, and if his found object is not going to go to his father, yesh lachish, then you have to be concerned. Shleit l'mazaynas, he's not going to support him. Avashab in the adem, asmuch al shulchan, shabal b'ayis, but other people, even if they're dependent on this homeowner's table for food, e mitzvah and shalai, their mitzvahs do not go to him, and it's not like his ben ha-cotton. Omiyu, however, says to Bita, his daughter, Athelanara, even if she is already 12, between 12 and 12 and a half. The Inus Mukha Shachan, she's not dependent on this table, still Mitzias La'abiha, her found objects go to her father. Mishaneva, that's because of enmity. And so what about that? Because Vidilma Muslim, Nubul Mukashkin, then he might, in spite, marry her off, which he has the ability as a Naira, to a disgraced person or someone full with boiled, Kadam Perg Naira, because like the Mursing Subdav Mazayan off. The time of the Eva, Shaykh Philippine Smukha, the reason of enmity is even if she's not dependent on the table, but Naira, even by a youth, and therefore of a Naira of 12 to 12 and a half, and therefore the Mitzias still go to the father. Katinak says the Master begins with the Mu'av al Ishtay, and he could do it through his wife. Ishtay can explain the halacha of our Mishnah based on the Sugi elsewhere in the Dharam. That if a woman has a chatzar namavoy and she has to join in the shittiv, because the Mishnah said the balkim mezakin the shittiv to the people of namavoy through his wife. The Tosfos brings the same in the Dharm Mukilah, the Gemara in the Dharm that Pechesav Beis explains. She has labayis bais namavoy, that she has a house in that mavoy, in a situation where she also has to join in the shittiv, like all the other people of the mavoy. Ah, and that's what we're saying. The migid zechel v'avshah, since she merits in this Erev, in the Shittuv, for herself, because she also has to join, so Tachan HaMalchin, she could also merit from her husband for other people. But the Gemara says that if she doesn't have a house, then Lai, then she cannot be Mazaka from her husband for the other people in the mother, because the Adisha got by, because really the woman's hand is like her husband's hand. It's only when she needs it anyway for herself, then she can do it for others. But then Tay says, take a second look. It says, wait a second. If you're going to say, Ibn Kabel, how do we understand this case? Ibn Kabel's pras, if she gets supported from her husband, financially, and she eats in this house. She doesn't have to marry for herself. He says when the women are living on the same estate, the same chatz, the same mavoi, even though they have their own houses, but if she's eating on this table, so then he permits the women not to have to join the Erev, and only avodim have to. Now, I've got the husband, but Erev Boatz line. Now, although there it's talking about where the Erev is coming to the Balabais' house himself. Since this person is being married from his barrel for all the other people, we can presume that the barrel is staying by him in his house. So therefore, she would not have to be Migid Zalcha Nafshim because she wouldn't have to go out and join the Erev. And the E.A. Nimikabel's present, Tais Katin says, and if she's not going to be supported by her husband, then even if she doesn't have a house, she should be able to marry for them because the ain't yod the kiyad by Leben, or her hand's not like her husband's hand. Because it's not taken from the right hand to the left hand because she actually supports herself. So that's the Tais Vishim. What you can say is the Hachobi here is Kishnais Mahabal Mo Islam Asayas. You're right. It's somewhere in the middle. He gives her money for food. So that's not considered that where she's eating on her husband's table. Only if she brings the food and the drink from his house and she eats that in the house. Oh, so now we can understand. Regarding Yad, she doesn't have a Yad because she gets mezainis from her husband through the money. But on the other hand, she doesn't have a halacha mekabelas pras that not to have to join in the shitiv because ultimately she's not eating by his table. And therefore, that's what the middle ground is. That the Gemara says, "Nedar migdi zochen nafshi zochen nami la'achrina." Then Tei says, "Oh, and then Tei says, or inam in other approaches, hachav mesapekes b'maisi yedal." Here could be talking about, we actually she gets her support from her own livelihood. Oh, so therefore, again, ulein metzil chal davar. But regarding when she finds a lost object or for anything else, habiyah b'kiyad baila, her hand is like her husband's hand. Because the kismucha shulchan edami, because she is somewhat like supported on her husband's table, because her ma'aseh edayim is really his. And but in mekabel's pras leidami, but regarding getting a portion from him, you can't compare it because she's not taking anything from him. She's just taking from her own parnasa, from her own job. So therefore, again, that's like a little type of a middle ground. But then Tais continues asking based on the Gemara and the Dorma, but there, Vimtaim, this is significant to say. But since he's explaining that. How's he mezaka the shituv through his wife? Someone wish she has a house in that quarter. So if that's the case, so then this that says in the Mishnah that he cannot be mezaka through his benoy bite hakatan of the minors, obviously that's talking about, even though they have a house themselves, obviously because that's the same case we're discussing in the Mavit. So in Cain, if that's the case, so what do you mean? Just like we say by the woman, benoy bite hakatanim, yiskul achem beirubim ki agavna, then the minors, if they have their own house, should also be able to marry for others that same way. Through the migri, when they have a house in the courtyard. And the same thing should apply for the non-Jewish slaves and maidservants. Because most definitely they have a schia in regards to the Erev. And the reason for that is, how do we know that? Because since they make it forbidden when they have a courtyard or a house, like the Gemara previously said, we said that, yeah, the slaves make it forbidden if they don't join the Erev. They have to join the Erev. Whereas women are permitted, they don't have to join the Erev. Now, well, in the Erev Tchumen, they're meaning Beresh Kitzim Eshtatmen. And regarding making an Erev Tchumen, we find the same thing later on the Pei Beis Mabeis, Shaharav Ma'arval Yadim, that the master could make the Erev Tchumen for them. So you see, that if not for the master, that they would not have been able to make the Erev. So we can presume that the Rabbanah gave them the ability to join the Erev. And if that's the case, so wherever the halacha is, that without them, there wouldn't be an Erev. Like we said, they have to join. So then, they're obviously part of the Erev. If they're part of the Erev, then we should say make it the Zakam Machina also by them too. So why is the Mishnah excluding them? If you tell me the whole case of the Isha that you could do it through her is through that same Migri. So Manir Lari, it seems to the Ri that you're right. Lafiha Maskanad in the Dharm, according to the conclusion of the Gemara in the Dharm, that we said it's based on Migid Zakal Navsh Zakam Lachrina, that Asi Krib Yehuda ben Bava, that our Mishnah must be specifically like Yehuda ben Bava, the Matabavat Moisa ben Ashton. That he says that actually the slaves do not have to join, so they don't have the migri, and the women do have to, and therefore by them as the migri. As the Gemara Brulah, Ilba Pekadar, his opinion of Ayin Gimel Meral. And the Tavayu in both them, that is the case of the woman and that of the slave, Amakabli Pras, is that they receive a portion. But the ishta, like we said, tzricha la'arav, she has to go ahead and join in the erev when she has a house in that courtyard, and therefore a migid zechel la'arav shel zechel la'afikah. Aval erev in tzricha la'arav, but the eved does not have to join the erev, even if he has a house, like we said, that matr ba'avadim, and therefore you don't have the migid, and therefore it's not going to work the mizakah through this life. So Teisa told us that, and the grand darm, that a woman can only be mizakah only when she herself is obligated in the shittim, and then you have the migid zechel la'arav shel la'afikah. So Teisa originally thought that, okay, Mishnah is like a written b'seiru, that women are not obligated in shittim, only when they don't receive a portion from their husband, and therefore we said that it's somewhere in the middle. She doesn't really get food, but she gets the money, or she's supporting herself from her own job, so it's the husband, but not the husband, somewhere in the middle. But on that Taisa concluded that you can't say like that. It has to be like Rebbe Yudim Seira holds that Avadim also chayim and shittim, and then the Avadim Shosef Migid Zach Nafshi. And therefore you have to say that no, it's like Rebbe Yudim and Baba. That avadim are exempt and women are obligated, and therefore by the woman is the migui in contrast to the avadim. Similarly, it says the master begins with the gemara tzarach lebiyam in a karka tefach. You have to pick it up from the ground, a tefach. So to explain that this is not a generic halacha. He said that the one who's doing mezakah deshita for the people of the mavi has to pick it up a tefach. So he says mekan in lechiach the agbah saga betefach. For me, you can't prove that in general the halacha agbah, which one of the types of kinyanim, is sufficient by picking up a hand's breath, because the Shani Shittim and the Rabban, the laws of Shittim and are different, because they're rabbinic, and therefore we could be more lenient. As it says, Taisa, you should know, because the Holy Ka'asi, Hakalash Min Din Akbar B'chamakim, we're not coming to tell you the halacha of Akbar in general, that wasn't the context. Come to tell the halacha of the Kenya of the Shittim, and therefore it could be specifically over here that it's a Tefah. The next Taisa, the Master begins with the Gemara, Tom Alay Lugma, the halacha is, something in Kiddush, if he drank a chickful, so then he fulfilled his obligation of Kiddush. Chases explains, Pirshah Bein Tam, the homoloi lugma, v'lav davka moloi lugma. This we say cheekful, it's not literally cheekful. What it means to say is, like it's when the last part of the human that pay him enough. Kol she'il mesalka tzarechad, the nirik moloi lugma. That if you take what's in your both cheeks and you move it to one side, then it's going to look like the cheek is full. That's the halacha moloi lugma. And it's obvious from in the last parak in Yuma, the Malay Lugma of Nafesh Mervias, that the cheekful is more than Mervias. Now, Uba'abi Psachim, Amar, but the Gemara Psachim of Kof Chesim Abbe says, the Ba'abi Kais is Yeshir Mervias, that the four cups of wine by the Seder night, they have a share of Mervias. But Kaisha Kiddushachim, now one of the four cups is a cup of Kiddush, which is the first of the four. Now, if you're going to say the Malay Lugma that you need to have by Kiddush is a little Malay Lugma, which we said when you really have your cheeks full, it's more than Mervias. So then, how could you drink a malay lugmav ha'in by kalkach? But it is only revias, and his cheek fulls is more than revias. Obviously, it's not literally that both cheeks are full. It's that you have in both cheeks that if you would put it to one cheek, it would be that full cheek. That's actually less than revias, and therefore it's not literally malay lugmav when it says halacha of tom malay lugmav, as the Gemara explains, and in the last parak in Yuma, that payment off.